Chapter 5 The Ghost of Christmas Future. Scrooge saw the next ghost coming toward him. Unlike the others, Scrooge couldn't see this one's face or body. He could only see that it was very tall. It wore long black clothes with a black hood. "Are you the ghost of Christmas Future?" Scrooge asked, his voice shaking slightly. The ghost didn't answer. A long white hand came out of the clothes and signaled yes. "Will you show me the future?" Scrooge asked. Again, the ghost didn't answer. This time, it simply started to walk away. Soon they were in the center of the city. The first place they went was popular among businessmen. They walked around in expensive suits with their hands in their pockets. Scrooge could hear some of them talking. "All I know," said the fattest businessman, "is that he died on Christmas Eve." "What about his money?" another man asked. "No one knows," another answered. "But the funeral will certainly be very small. No one liked him." "Who were they talking about?" Scrooge asked. The ghost didn't answer. He simply led Scrooge to a poor part of the city. Here the streets were very crowded, narrow, and dirty. The people were very different from the well-dressed businessmen Scrooge had just seen. They went into one of the small, dirty shops. The shop had many old things: old clothes, old keys and chains, old plates and old dishes. Scrooge realized it was a place people came to sell their things when they needed money. The owner, Joe, sat smoking behind a dirty desk. An old woman was standing in front of him, holding onto a big box. "Give me some money, Joe." "I brought you some good things this time." Joe opened the box and looked inside. "Bed curtains?" Joe said with a surprised voice. "You took them from his bed?" "The bed he died in?" "Sure, why not? He doesn't need them anymore," the old woman answered. "I've also got the expensive shirt the body wore at his funeral." Just then, another woman walked into the shop carrying even more things. She had been the old man's housekeeper. "Hurry, Joe, and look in my bag. Tell me how much money you can give me for these things," the housekeeper said greedily. He checked every item very carefully. Finally, he took two pieces of paper and wrote down some numbers. He gave one paper to each woman and told them, "This is how much I'll give you. This is all I will give, nothing more." It wasn't a lot of money, but it was certainly more than their old boss had given the women for their hard work. "It's funny," Joe said. "The old man worked hard his whole life to get rich, but in the end, all of the profit goes to us." And each woman gave a cold, mean laugh. Suddenly, the scene changed. Scrooge stood before a bed with no blankets or curtains. The bed only had a thin sheet. Scrooge could see the body of a dead man under the sheet. The ghost pointed for Scrooge to look at the man's face. "No, ghost, I cannot look," Scrooge said. His voice was shaking with fear. "It is so sad. This old man died all alone, with no one to love him or remember him kindly. He didn't care about people, only money. I will never forget this scene. It is so terrible. Can we please go now?" The scene changed again. Now they were at Bob Cratchit's house. Scrooge saw Bob coming in. He looked older and very tired. This time there was no Tiny Tim with him. The family came up to him and he started to cry. "I miss my little boy. I want to see my little boy," he cried. Bob walked to Tiny Tim's room upstairs. It was empty. He had died earlier that day, on Christmas. Scrooge could feel tears rolling down his cheeks. They were back outside on a city street. Scrooge couldn't forget the death of the old man, though. He still didn't know who it was. "Please tell me who the dead man was," Scrooge begged the ghost. The ghost just looked at him quietly and continued to walk. The ghost suddenly stopped at a cemetery. It simply led him to a grave. Head trembling, he looked up and read the name, Ebenezer Scrooge. Scrooge fell on his knees. "No, no, it cannot be," he cried. "I promise I will change. Tell me there's still hope. That's why you're showing me, isn't it?" The ghost said nothing. "I will celebrate Christmas. I will help people. Please, ghost, tell me it is possible to change my future." But the ghost was gone. Scrooge was back lying under his blankets in his bed.